David Lynch and Mark Frost gave plenty of people plenty to talk about with their TV series Twin Peaks. This weekend, they're back on ABC with a new series, this time a sitcom set during the so-called golden age of live TV. TV critic David Bianculli, who was a Peaks freak from start to finish, has this review.
If you hated Twin Peaks from the start, or were really tired of it by the end, On the Air probably isn't for you. That's because, though On the Air is played totally for laughs, it's not played at all straight. Imagine a surrealistic backstage version of your show of shows. It's got as many sight gags as Police Squad, as many oddball moments as Twin Peaks, and even some of the same performers. Miguel Ferrer, who played the abrasive FBI agent Albert in Twin Peaks, plays an equally abrasive network executive in On the Air, an executive for the low-rent Zablotnik Broadcasting Company. Ian Buchanan, who played Deputy Andy's rival for Lucy's affections, plays the even more conceited Lester Guy, a washed-up movie star making his TV debut as the star of the ZBC's first live program. And David L. Lander, who played the guy who ran the Twin Peaks beauty pageant, plays the TV show's director. So if you like Twin Peaks and miss it, you'll be happy to see these folks again, even in this very different setting. On the Air has no laugh track. It has a very strange sense of humor and its own sense of timing. In the pilot, written by Lynch and Frost and directed by Lynch, the entire first half is used to set up the laughs delivered in the second. So if you want to get a feel for On the Air, you have to watch it to the very end, even though you can get a hint of it from the very beginning. That's thanks to the irreverent theme music by Angelo Badalamenti, who wrote the music for Twin Peaks. On the Air is so intensely visual, bright, and gaudy, there's not much I can play on the radio to give you a sense of what it's like. But here's one weird sample, and even it takes some explaining. The show's director, Mr. Gokhtek, has such a thick accent that his assistant Ruth, played by Nancy Ferguson, has to interpret for him. Marvin Kaplan plays the show's nervous producer, who tries but fails to understand what his director is saying. And Marla Jeanette Rubinoff plays Betty, the female star of the show within a show, and a woman who doesn't understand what anybody is saying.
Mr. Gokhtek.
It's Gokhtek, Betty. Gokhtek.
Sir, when would you like me to rehearse the kitchen scene?
Who is your earring? Your earring.
How is your earring?
Betty, how is your ironing?
My mother does my ironing.
But, Betty, your mother is knit on the sun.
My mother's at home.
And how is your mother, you poor girl?
Well, she's excited. But honestly, Mr. Gokhtek, if my mom has to iron, she's going to miss the show tonight.
But she can watch it on the television in her own home.
But it's in the other room and the cord doesn't reach.
I think Betty thinks you want her mother to do some ironing, when in fact what you're referring to is the ironing that takes place only within the confines of the scene, which is the ironing you're going to be doing, Betty, with the iron you have in your hand.
I'm sorry.
Frost and Lynch seem to be having lots of fun this time around, and by the end of the pilot, that sense of silliness and enjoyment is infectious. But does ABC like it? I don't think so. The network has scheduled On the Air to premiere and run on Saturday night, which is where it banished Twin Peaks shortly before taking it off the air. With a summertime Saturday night time slot, On the Air is all but dead on arrival. So catch it soon and tape it carefully. Entertaining as it is, On the Air won't live up to its title for long.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of the new book, Teleliteracy.